Now, picture this. You're in Beijing for the 2008 Olympics. The sign on a restroom says ladies' room in Chinese, and in English it says gentlemen. English experts are scouring the capital for this sort of linguistic gaffe, replacing road signs, rewriting restaurant menus, and flipping through dictionaries. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, there's no need to worry about the city losing all of its unique translations.
Some of the translations here are goofy, some are downright obscene, others you just can't make heads or tails of. It's all just part of being a foreigner in Beijing. But things are changing fast. The theme park devoted to ethnic minorities is no longer labeled Racist Park. The huge red neon sign that once read Dongda Hospital for Anus and Intestine Disease now reads the Dongda Hospital of Proctology. Credit for some of the cleanup goes to Dr. David Toole, a former Army colonel from Charleston, South Carolina. He now calls Beijing home, and he advises the city government on language matters. He's walking down Beijing's main shopping street in a snazzy red and black Chinese silk shirt.
People ask me, is Beijing, all the signs in Beijing will be completely correct by the time of the Olympics? And the answer has got to be no. One reason is the owner of the face powder noodle restaurant refuses to change it.
Written one way, mianfen means noodles. Written another way, it could be face powder. The Chinese language is full of words that sound similar, making both for puns and mistranslations. Many gaffes occur when non-English speakers translate idioms word for word, or select a wrong meaning from among many in a dictionary. We stop in at a famous restaurant called the House of Pines and Cranes, where Dr. Toole peruses the menu. He says menus here often contain typographical errors.
The worst typo to have on a menu is when you take C-A-R-P, carp, or C-R-A-B, crab, and you write it as crap. So on the menus you often see succulent, juicy crap.
Not to mention pea soup, spelled P-E-E, or a Sichuan dish called mouth-watering chicken, often rendered as saliva chicken. Liu Yang is an official in charge of Beijing's Herculean effort to cleanse the city of public malapropisms. At a recent press conference, Liu said the city has replaced thousands of signs and issued standard translations for use in sports venues and other facilities. Although these are voluntary standards, he said, they've been useful in remedying the chaos and mistakes on bilingual signs in public places. They've also helped to make Beijing a more cosmopolitan city ahead of next year's Olympics, he added. For Beijingers, blunders such as translating pay toilet as collect fee WC are understandably no laughing matter. They're an affront to their civic pride. 29-year-old Li Jing and her husband run a sign shop across from the Forbidden City in central Beijing. She says she leaves the translating to the customers who order the signs.
China is becoming a more international place, so Chinese and English translations have to match each other. We definitely can't have these mistakes. If we went to your country and found your Chinese so laughable, we'd think, gee, this country is so unsophisticated.
David Toole says that after 6 years of living in Beijing, he doesn't find the bloopers so funny anymore.
Sometimes we feel embarrassed for the Chinese. Oh my gosh, how could they be so careless, or how could they make a mistake, or how could they show such ignorance and so on, you know. But the other thing that gets me about it is I don't want people to be distracted by the signs, you know, by the wording of the sign. I want them, especially in the museums and the cultural sites, I want them to read the message there and learn about the culture.
Then again, crazy translations are just part of the fun of studying a foreign language. Chairman Mao famously instructed students to study hard and make progress every day. Foreign students of Chinese often translate it literally as good, good study, day, day up. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.